Meg Backage, mother of five children in the Highland Park School District, does not want her kids to have to read The Working Poor, Invisible in America.
It's so evocative the way the author wrote it, which had very sexually explicit detail of things that I thought, wow, why is my child reading this?
Last month, Backage spoke on an internet talk show about her problems with the book by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David Shipler. The book is used in a college-level advanced placement English class at Highland Park High School, generally for 11th graders. Backage said the book was Marxist and socialist.
It's almost as if they want the children to apologize for, you know, if they aren't the working poor or for having capitalistic ideals.
The Highland Park School reading lists became national news last fall when objections by parents prompted the superintendent to suspend seven books, The Working Poor among them. A backlash by alumni, authors, and other parents brought the books back into the curriculum while the school board debates a policy change. Board meetings in the wealthy school district have been standing room only ever since, with some parents arguing that teachers should choose books, while others that the community's values are being undermined.
Their only way out is to try to find some neutral educational decision-making process that doesn't prefer one group of parents over the other.
Joan Burton leads the National Coalition Against Censorship. She has been involved in many similar book arguments across the country.
Whereas it used to be in grade school and middle school, now we're seeing a lot of challenges at the high school level, and as in this case, even in advanced placement classes.
A formal review of parent Meg Backage's complaint against The Working Poor begins soon, with a committee of parents, teachers, and students. Among the policy changes that the board has proposed is a limit to multiple challenges to the same book, letting 3 years pass before hearing a complaint about a book that has already been challenged and approved for use in the classroom. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.